Okay, we're trying to cover some of the iconic psukim that recur throughout Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Selichos. One of the psukim that are less well known, which we recite every Selichos, is a pasuk from Yeshaya. Anochi, Anochi, hu moche pishoacha lemani v'chatosecha lo ezkor. It's towards the end of the psukim right before Shema Koleinu. Anochi, Anochi, hu moche pishoacha lemani. Now, obviously, what's unique about this pasuk is the word Anochi and the repetition of Anochi. It's a very unusual way to begin a pasuk. Hashem should say, Ani Hashem, Moche Pishoacha Lemani. Why is Hashem saying Anochi? Why is he using that word? And why is he stressing the word twice? Anochi, Anochi. So there are three themes that the phrase Anochi, Anochi is trying to capture. Number one, and it helps to just see it in context of Yeshaya, in Yeshaya Mem Gimel, about 10 psukim beforehand, Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, Hashem, Ve'ein Mibaladai Moshiach. I am the exclusive Hashem, Anochi, Anochi, Hashem, and part of my exclusivity is I am the only being that truly saves people and rescues them. Anochi, Anochi, Hashem, Ve'ein Mibaladai. Aside from me, there is no Moshiach. Ein Mibaladai Moshiach. And of course, the reason that the term Anochi highlights exclusivity is because of the iconic use of the word Anochi at Har Sinai. Anytime in Tanakh you have the word Anochi, especially if it's repeated twice for emphasis, there's some reference or some invocation of Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes exclusivity, Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yeh lecha lihim achrim al panai. In Yeshaya, Hashem is saying, I am the exclusive Savior, Moshiach, and Kapara and Tshuva is part of human salvation. Part of the way that we're salved, or that we're saved, excuse me, from death, from suffering, from a terrible lifestyle, from a lifestyle of addiction. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Moshiach through Geula. And before we perform Tshuva, we're trying to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uniquely, not empowered, but uniquely able or capable of providing Tshuva. As much as human beings can forgive, we can't really provide the type of tshuva we're asking of Hashem. Anytime you forgive someone, there's always scars, there's always hurt, there's always resentment. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the unique tshuva that only He's capable of giving. So the reason this phrase precedes tshuva is before we start, we're acknowledging you have the authority, mi baladai, Har Sinai-like authority, we ask you for tshuva. Chazal interpreted the pasuk a different way. Anochi, Anochi, hu moche pishoacha lemani v'chatasecha lo eskor. Yeshaya is saying, if you look in the context of Yeshaya again, I'm not going to read the psukim for you because they're not as familiar. You would think that for tshuva you need korbanos. You would think that for tshuva you need flagellation. You think that for tshuva you need suffering. You think that for tshuva you need payment. You think that there are many, many ceremonies and tactics necessary for tshuva. And of course, when you don't have those ceremonies available because there's no Beis HaMikdash, or you don't have those ceremonies available because it's a corona year and tefillah will be shortened, you think that maybe tshuva is compromised or co-opted. So Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, forget the korbanos. Forget the kaparos. Forget the money. Forget everything that you normally employ as a tool or a device to achieve tshuva. Anochi, Anochi. I'll provide the tshuva. I'll atone. I'll rehabilitate. Don't worry if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, he interprets the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem's your mikveh. Rabbi Akiva was speaking to a community, a generation, right after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. They were probably overwhelmed when they thought about Yom Kippur without a Beis HaMikdash. You think you're overwhelmed thinking about Yom Kippur without a shul, or with a shortened davening? Do you imagine attending Yom Kippur every year in the Beis HaMikdash and then having it wrestled or stripped from you? So the first pshat of Anochi, Anochi, is we're recognizing Hashem's unique authority, capability to provide the type of tshuva that we can't deliver because of the Har Sinai. Anochi, Anochi. Another Anochi, Anochi is Hashem is saying, me, not because of Har Sinai, but I'm the one who gives tshuva. Even if you don't have a carbon, you can't bring a carbon, your carbon is not what you'd like it to be, because every ceremony is only as pure as the person who offers, and we're impure, and sometimes you feel like your ceremonies, your tefillos, but Hashem looks into your heart and Hashem will forgive you, even if your tefillos don't exist because you don't have the Beis HaMikdash for korbanos, or your tefillos are not executed properly. The third meaning of Anochi, Anochi is not Chazal, but something that I feel is part of this pasuk. Hashem is saying Anochi, Anochi at Har Sinai. It wasn't just the content of Har Sinai that was important. What was important in Har Sinai? The fact that we spoke to Hashem, that we had a conversation with Hashem, that we had a relationship with Hashem. Anochi, Anochi is the lashon of chiba. Hashem is saying, part of the reason I want you to do tshuva is I want that relationship to be restored. It's not about the tshuva, it's about restoring the relationship with me. I want you and me to be together again. Anochi, Anochi hu mocheh b'sha'acha. It's not just I want you to perform tshuva, I want you and I want this relationship to be rehabilitated. Just like in Har Sinai, aside from the content of what Hashem delivered, we spent time speaking with Hashem and feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This third explanation explains the end of the pasuk. Anochi, Anochi hu mocheh b'sha'acha lema'ani. Why are we asking Hashem to forgive our sins for His sake? Hashem is saying, Anochi, Anochi hu mocheh b'sha'acha lema'ani. What skin does Hashem have in the race? What does Hashem care whether he performed tshuva? Lema'ani. And we ask Hashem a lot during our tefillos and Hashem Yom Kippur to do it for you. Asei lemancha im lo lemanenu. Asei lemancha v'hoshienu. What does Hashem care? If we are sincere, if we repent, Hashem offers us this gift. Why does Hashem care? Why isn't He just an impartial provider of tshuva? So that's a very important question. I'll just reference a few very quick hits now. First of all, Hashem cares, because hopefully if we live, then all of our missions that we have in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu may actualize. If we're not able to serve those missions, then Hashem's presence is less felt in this world. So Hashem cares if we live, and Hashem cares if we perform tshuva. Second of all, because every time a person performs tshuva, if let's say you were, let's imagine you were a famous person, let's say Ezra, you were a famous sinner, and everyone knew you were a terrible Baal Chet, you were Esav. And then you performed tshuva, and everyone saw that Hashem accepted your tshuva. So Hashem's presence in this world as a compassionate being, rather than an angry God, would be reinforced, because they would know Hashem is Rachmanis. That's the struggle of 5,780 years of humanity. Is Hashem angry? Is Hashem disinterested? Is Hashem full of rage, as many fundamentalist Muslims still believe? Is He happy when innocent people suffer? Should you hand out candies when your enemies suffer? Or is Hashem rachamim, shalom? Who should we be? Should we be militant? Should we be angry? Should we be belligerent? Should we be hostile? Or should we be like Hashem, rachamim, chesed, shalom, kel melech yoshev v'kisei rachamim? So if you were famous and your tshuva were accepted, then Hashem's portrait or profile as melech harachamim would be reinforced. Well, you're not famous, Baruch Hashem, because it's not good to be famous. I'm not famous, Baruch Hashem, because it's not good to be famous. But metaphysically, things you can't see. Every time your tshuva is accepted, Hashem's presence as Melech HaRachamim is reinforced in this world. We don't just live in the sphere that our eyes can detect, the sphere of headlines and social media. We also know there's a sphere that's metaphysical. And your tshuva, Avi's tshuva, and Mark's tshuva, and Rachamim's tshuva, creates a greater presence of the Baal HaRachamim in this world. And that presence will trickle down. And we say that in Shir HaMaalos. Shir HaMaalos, Mimakim Hasich Hashem. Shem Shimra Vakali Tiyan Zecha Shuvas Kol Tachanai Im Vanas Shmari Hashem Yemod Ki Imcha Slicha Laman Tivarei. That your presence, Naro V'Kadosh, as the Naro V'Kadosh, would be reinforced if you accept my tshuva. So one reason it's in Hashem's interest is because He wants us to live. Lo El Chafetz Rasha Ata. Hashem doesn't want us to die. Number two is He wants His presence in this world to be better known. And our tshuva advances the process. But most importantly, when we say Lemancha, because Hashem just wants us like a father wants a child, like a husband wants a wife. Anytime a chet has been performed, the relationship has been ruptured, and our odyssey in tshuva is to rebuild that relationship. So we say, Anochi, Anochi, Hashem says, Hu mocheh b'sha'acha lema'ani, for my sake. I have interest in this process. Hashem wants this tshuva as badly as you want it. Hashem wants His child to love Him and to feel close to Him as much as you want your father to feel close to Him and to rely upon. That's what this pasuk connotes. The double language of Anochi, Anochi, both invokes Har Sinai and is a lashon of chiba. Why do we say Anochi, Anochi? One is because we recognize Hashem's unique capacity and authority to offer the tshuva that at a human level is so elusive. Number two, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't have korbanos, even if we don't have proper tefillos, even if our tshuva is flawed, Anochi, Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you offer us kapar, not the korban, not the trigger, not the ceremony, Anochi, you, just like it was you at Har Sinai. There's nothing intermediating. Number three, Anochi, Anochi, just like at Har Sinai, we were with you, we want to be back with you. Tshuva is like Har Sinai, just like Geula's Har Sinai. What else do we say, Anochi, Anochi? Who remembers Haftarah from a few weeks ago? Parshas Shoftim, Anochi Anochi, Parshas Rei, Anochi Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the word Anochi twice to invoke Harsina whenever we have a Harsina-like experience, such as Tshuva or such as Gula. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Have a good week.